Welcome to the Goddess Effect podcast. I am your host, Kim Velez, and I am really, really excited to help you unleash your inner goddess to manifest the life of your dreams using the only truth you need, which is the law of assumption. I'm going to give you an ass kicking with love in my podcast and really help you understand the power of your self-concept, especially when manifesting an ex back, a specific person, or someone new, and really tapping into your inner goddess to unleash your beautiful, magnetic, unstoppable, badass goddess self. So stay tuned. You definitely don't want to miss any of my podcasts. And if you have little ones, please put your headphones in, as I tend to use quite a bit of adult language. All right, stay tuned. Here we go. Hey everyone, I am back. It is Kim Velez, and I am really excited to be here with you today on the Goddess Effect podcast. So I wanted to kind of talk to you guys a little bit in greater detail, because those of you that follow me on TikTok, those of you that follow me on YouTube and have been with me for well over a year, you're going to really understand this, understand what I have been going through the last year of my life. But in case you don't know, because I do get lots of new subs and followers, I want to share with you the brief synopsis of kind of what I have gone through in this last year. I'm not going to get super detailed in the entire year and the minutiae and everything that kind of transpired, but to kind of let you know where I was a year ago with my self-concept to where I am now, and how that transition within me has really helped me create a dope ass reality, a reality where not only am I different, which is so amazing, but so is my SP. And our connection is something that is one I've always dreamed of. So having said that, I want to talk about in this episode particularly, because this all ties in together, how important it is to get out of your own way. So many people, when they're trying to manifest an ex back or their specific person or somebody they're involved with, they just want them to show up, you know, more engaged, more emotionally available, treating them with a fucking respect and love and, you know, way that they want to be treated. There's a struggle that happens internally, right? When we start learning law of assumption, when we start understanding that it literally is just our thoughts that create our reality, when we understand that we're reprogramming our self-concept from a shitty self-concept to a favorable one, because all of that self-concept is not ours to begin with. It came from other people. They're outside voices. It's external messaging from your caretakers, from your parents, from a babysitter, from society, from grandparents, from who the fuck ever in your life when you were a child, that we're hearing a lot of their programming and messaging. So it really isn't ours to own. It's just been with us since we can remember. So it feels like it's us. It feels like this is our identity. We've taken it on as such, right? Because when we look at what it means to conscious create or to manifest, whatever you focus on, what you believe or what you assume, and what you dominantly focus on is what manifests into your reality, or you quantum shift into a reality with that experience that your dominant mind is focusing on. So when we look at this programming outside of us that we've adopted as our own, we continuously manifest in relationships that are not fulfilling. When we have a shitty self-concept that says, when I'm in a relationship, I'm insecure, I don't feel loved, I feel like I always have to chase, I don't feel satisfied and emotionally fulfilled, maybe even sexually fulfilled, because a lot of times we get in these, you know, situationships where it's just sex, and you're lucky if you, you know, having sex with this person once a fucking week. And listen, if you like it once a week, that's okay too. I'm just saying, you know, whatever your preference is that you're not receiving, and we have to understand why we're not receiving it, because as the conscious creator, your thoughts are getting in your way of allowing you to manifest in what it is that you really do fucking deserve. And this is why I have dedicated my fucking life. I mean, listen, I've always helped people. Those of you that know, I'm a licensed mental health therapist. I don't practice therapy anymore, but I will always keep my license, as at least now I say that. I don't know. The test is annoying to take every 2 years. It's really fucking easy, but it's just time consuming and tedious. So maybe one day I'll just be like, you know what? I'm really sick of it and may not do it, but I'm keeping it now because why not, right? I mean, I worked hard for it. I did therapy for well over 10 years, and it was an amazing experience because it really helped me grow into who I am professionally, with helping people on so many different levels for well over a decade. So we really have to kind of understand that this whole game is about getting out of our own way, right? It's really about understanding that we actually do deserve love. We do deserve abundance. We do deserve to feel good about ourselves. And if we haven't been taught that, then how the fuck do we know? How the fuck do we know? They don't teach you that shit in school. You know, most adults, when we're children in our lives, if that adult does not understand that for themselves, they really can't teach it to you. And they don't model and give examples in the reality where you're witnessing them live that way as a child. So this is why generational themes happen. Again, going back to my therapy days, this was something that was, I just loved to learn when I worked with family systems, is seeing how far back the same patterns go in the family system. And it's not because there's something cursed with the family, because so many people think that shit, which that's not the case at all. It's because the mindset and belief system keeps getting pushed into each generation. And until someone becomes a conscious creator and says, hey, enough is enough of this belief system, I no longer accept this, then they will continuously manifest from that belief system. So we know our thoughts create. We understand with law of assumption, what you assume is what will be. We understand you want to assume and think and be the version of you that's already experiencing the love of their life. They're already experiencing what it feels like to, you know, be someone who has high self-concept, right? So what is self-concept? For those of you that don't know, it is how you see yourself in relation to love and in relation to anything. But on this podcast episode, we're definitely focusing on love. So I had to get out of my own way. And so do you. If you really want to manifest a specific person back and have something fulfilling, or you just want to manifest somebody brand fucking new in and have something fulfilling, because a lot of people mistakenly believe it is this ex or it is this specific person that is the asshole, and that you did not create that experience in your own reality. And then what they do is they release that person and they go on to someone else to do what? Create the same type of relationship. So I've been there, done that. And I've always known how easy it is to manifest someone back into my life, because those of you that know, I have done this with pretty much every man I've ever dated, or every man, definitely with any man that I've actually wanted back. And I've manifested them not once, not twice, 3 to 4 fucking times. But there's a problem with that. I did not understand about the value of self-concept. Nobody was explaining this. This was the piece that was missing. I knew about self-love, and self-love and self-concept is really fucking similar. And I had a foundation of self-love, but no one was teaching that when you move into a connection with someone, they're going to mirror back to you your own fucking belief system of how you see yourself. And you're going to be triggered, and you're going to want to react from feeling triggered. And usually those reactions, definitely in my case, sabotage any fucking possible connection you can have. Why did my choices, because my go-to was, you know what, fuck you, I'm going to cut and run. You want to be an asshole, not give me what I want? Sayonara, see ya, buddy. Had no problem with that. Why? Oh, they'll be back. They'll be back giving me everything I want. Guess who would come back? They would come back telling me everything I wanted to hear. Sometimes I outgrew them and really just had no interest to go back with them. And the ones that I did decide to go another round with, I manifested the same fucking issues that I had the first time with them. So self-concept is so fucking dire, because on so many levels, but you cannot receive and allow the dynamic of the relationship you want from whoever the fuck you want it. It does not have to be to a specific person, but even someone new, you will not receive it and allow yourself to receive what you desire, because if your dominant belief system says, I'm insecure, they don't love me, they're rejecting me, you will sit there and feel super fucking insecure. You'll be on pins and fucking needles. You won't be your real self in front of them because you fucking can't, because you're so insecure. You're hyper fixated. You're monitoring every fucking thought, how they're thinking you. You're overanalyzing everything. I know, I used to live this way. It is the most uncomfortable experience in the world. And you constantly need to seek reassurance from them and validation from them that they're there, that they love you, that they want only you. And if you don't feel that way, then you hound them and you go after them in your 3D reality, in your current reality, and you want to make them reassure you that they want you and only you. And there's a lot of expectations you're putting in your mind as well on them, whether you verbally tell them or not. There is this expectancy in your mind that they better show up this way for you and that they better do X, Y, and Z for you. And if they're not fucking doing that, then again, you hound them, you pound on them. How come you're not doing this? You need to be doing better. You need to do this. You need to do that. And that gets you nowhere. So when we have a dominant belief system, so those of you that don't know, and those of you that do, I'm sorry you get to hear this again, but it's really important to understand, like, my dominant belief system about me when it came to love, no other area of my life have I had this struggle that I did in my love life, which I don't have the struggle anymore, I will say. I can proudly say now. But I had this struggle only in my love life because my love interest triggered in me my deepest fears, my deepest insecurities, my deepest childhood wounds of not being chosen, not being good enough, and feeling abandoned as a kid, really feeling like I didn't matter and I wasn't important to the parents in my life. So the only way that really came out, I mean, it would be triggered in other scenarios. Like, I used to feel like I didn't matter, so my voice wasn't respected. And now look at me, I do nothing but speak with my voice and I'm heard all over the world. So it's kind of interesting that I moved into an arena where I help people, where people listen to me, right? But other than that, I really, you know, I can remember different bosses and certain people in my work environment in my life earlier could trigger me and really make me feel like a small person or trigger some kind of insecurity in me. So it also definitely manifested in other ways other than the love department, but it was never detrimental in those other areas. It was detrimental in my love life. And when we have these belief systems that we're not good enough, that we feel super insecure, I would always feel like I was walking on eggshells. And it wasn't that the men were doing anything that I needed to walk on eggshells. It's because I could not be comfortable with me because I had them on this fucking pedestal because I devalued myself so much and I didn't even realize it. Like, I knew I was amazing. I knew I was this or that. I always believed I was the catch. But the minute they came in my life, I didn't see myself that way. I always saw myself that they're not going to want me. I'm not good enough. And it was automatic. So when we look at people are just reflectors of our inner thoughts about them and about ourselves in relation to them, people do not have free will in your reality. And so your consciousness is what creates your reality. So your consciousness is your mind. Your mind, what you think about, what you focus on, what you imagine, what your thoughts are, whatever your inner dialogue is, whatever you believe, all this dominant stuff is what manifests over and over again. And the people you manifest into your life, you will experience them based off that internal script with you. They have no choice but to play out the part you gave them in your mind. And when you understand this, you will understand how powerful you really fucking are, because we are fucking powerful. And when you understand that based off your dominant beliefs about yourself, as well as these people, especially your love interests, that your subconscious mind is about, I can't talk, we have like 70,000 thoughts every day, and 95% of them our inner subconscious mind. So you're not even aware. It's like autopilot, like when you're driving the car and you're focused on something that happened at work and you're like, oh my God, I made it home. You didn't even like consciously, you were not in present in the moment knowing how to drive, but you've driven that route so much that it is a habit mentally and physically. Your body knows where to turn. Your mind knows when to turn. You've trained yourself with this route how to drive without even needing to be aware. That's how powerful we are. Think about tying a shoe. When we first learned to tie a shoe, we had to pay attention and practice and practice and practice, and we fucked it up a lot and fucked it up a lot. And then eventually you get it, and now you just tie your shoe without even thinking twice. That is how your mind is with everything. So it's the same way with your thoughts. It's the same way with your behaviors to those thoughts. So if your dominant belief system is being triggered in your love life, where you feel insecure, you don't feel good enough, you're always chasing love, you feel like you're going to be abandoned, people don't love you, you know, blah, 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 the list goes on and on, all the shitty self-concept story, right? Then this is what's going to happen. We don't like negative emotions as humans. So we want to get out of that uncomfortability of not feeling good enough and not feeling loved. And usually we identify this external person outside of us as the cause of our negative feelings. Now, that is false, because the story, your inner thoughts, your inner beliefs are what create your feelings. Your thoughts create your feelings and emotions, not other people. You do. Your mind does. So you're feeling shitty about yourself because your story that is playing on autopilot in your mind is a shitty fucking story. Because if you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough, they don't love me, I'm unlovable, I never get what I want, this person doesn't want me, okay, that feels like shit. It feels very shitty, okay? So understanding this, when you feel that way, you're going to react with behaviors that are going to sabotage you from even the attempt of getting what you want. You can't sustain and allow something. One of my biggest issues was not knowing. So growing up in the home environment that I did in foster care and a lot of instability that I was exposed to growing up, I really struggled, especially, I mean, with all areas of my life, but especially in my love life, with instability. So if I didn't know for sure about something, especially if I was dating a man and they were being one way, one minute. Now, this was before I even understood law of assumption that my thoughts were creating them. But I want to share this with you because a lot of you will identify to this and it's helpful to know. So what I would do is in those moments where I was not sure for whatever fucking reason I concocted in my brain to support my shitty self-concept that I'm not going to be chosen, they're going to reject me, they want somebody else, right? They're pulling away all the bullshit I would tell myself. What would happen is this. I would get very fucking anxious, very insecure, because I didn't know for a matter of fact, okay? So what I would do is I would sabotage the connection. I would go in because I could not stand the anxiety of it. And I'd feel so fucking insecure and I couldn't just let shit be. God fucking forbid if I just let something sit and unfold. I could not do that, the old version of me. So what would I do? I would fucking break up with them. I would end things with them. I would remove them from my life and then I would feel such fucking relief, okay? But it was a false relief because my mind believed that they were the cause of me feeling that way. So once I removed them, then even if it wasn't the outcome I wanted, my mind was like, okay, at least you know the answer. Now you can move on. Problem is, I have to take my mind with me everywhere I fucking go, in every relationship and on every date, every connection that I met, which is why I kept manifesting the same cycles over and over. So you getting out of your own way is so important, and it takes practice and repetition. And I got out of my own way when a year ago, at least from the time of this podcast in 2020, it finally clicked for me. And I understood, holy fuck, I claimed this version of myself. I manifested me quantum jumping into this new reality where I was this different version of me. And I said, I am going to master everyone as you pushed out in my love life once and for all. I am fucking done with not getting what I deserve in my love life. And I will no longer partake in the mental thought pattern that keeps fucking manifesting the same shitty outcomes. So what is everyone as you push that? I am not going to dive in deep on this podcast of what it is. Please go listen to the other podcasts that I have, as well as my YouTube where we talk about it. But the short and sweet version of everyone as you pushed out means everyone is just a reflection to your inner thoughts. So when I'm dating someone and I'm feeling super insecure, what's causing my insecurity? A thought system that says, I'm not good enough. They're going to leave me. They don't want me. They're not serious about me. This is too fucking good to be true. Nobody wants me in the end. And I would always manifest. I would feel so insecure about my accomplishments, so insecure about me as a strong, powerful woman who is successful, driven. I got a lot of that messaging from the dating coaches in growing up and just what was floating around society. So I had all these fucking insecurities and I would not show up as my true authentic self. And I couldn't because I could not just be okay with me, with this person in my experience. If they weren't on me 24/7 pretty much daily showing me that they were all about me, I would immediately feel insecure. And that's what would drive my decisions out of fear. It would drive my choices, my behaviors, and I could not successfully maintain long-term relationships that were healthy. Didn't even know what the fuck a healthy, I've never been in a healthy relationship until now. So I had to get right with me. So back to a year ago, I decided that I was going to master everyone as you pushed out. And I've had this current SP in my life, those of you that have been following me, almost 3 years. And the first, 3 years, that's what I would say, almost 3 years, pretty much the entire connection, a little under 3 years, I manifested in different versions of him that were not the most favorable for me. And my self-concept was not stabilized or grounded. And I could not get out of my own way in order to consciously create the relationship of my fucking dreams. I could not get out of my own way to consciously create a version of myself, a version of him, and a version of our relationship that feels good on all levels. There's no way I could. I affirmed for him. I affirmed for what relationship I wanted. I would affirm for some self-concept, but I couldn't maintain any of it because my dominant belief system about me in relation to him always sought out the evidence in my reality and always attached meaning to anything he fucking did to support that I am not good enough, that he's not going to want me. And I manifested in inconsistency after a while. I manifested in some toxicity. I manifested in multiple fucking third parties. And let me tell you, multiple, okay? I manifested in hot and cold behavior. I manifested in so much shit, disrespect from both of us. I was a nasty fucking version of myself at times with him where I would unleash and say the meanest fucking things to him. Now, why did I do that? Because I was dominantly rooted in insecurity and hurt and pain. And my old self-concept, when I felt that way, and I used to be fucking worse with it, like, oh my God, years ago, I will cut the fucking jugular and I will cut somebody down with my words and call them out in the worst way possible. And let me tell you, being a therapist, as long as I have been one, it was very easy for me to hit them in the jugular, which is not nice. I'm not proud of that version. I'm being very honest and vulnerable with you because you know what? I'm not here to hide anything. And this is just part of this whole beautiful journey is understanding why we act like that. So anyways, that version I had worked on a lot through self-love, but see, she was still activated dominantly in the relationships because my self-concept wasn't on point. And I didn't understand that when this man would be in my life, how much he would fucking trigger me. I didn't understand that my thoughts created my reality. I didn't understand that my thoughts created the experience and the version of him that was in my reality. Did not understand that. I believed I had to be a fucking frequency and a fucking vibration. And if I was lucky, I would manifest what I want. It was hit or miss. And the love department, you can't manifest a specific person. You can fucking manifest everything else, but not that, which made no sense. So anyways, there was a lot of programming and beliefs that I needed to overcome in the sense of really understanding. And it clicked for me a year ago when I declared and said, I'm going to fucking master this because I am sick of not winning in love. And I'm so grateful for this SP. I love this man to bits because he has allowed me through this journey without even knowing to grow and evolve into this amazing, confident, secure woman I am to this day. So I have so much love for him, and I just appreciate this man in my life more than anything, because I manifested him in 3 years ago, I guess with some motive of knowing that this is the next journey for me, that this was the next reality that I was leaping into, and he was going to be my mirror to show me my reflection of my limiting beliefs, because we can't really know fully what they all are without somebody reflecting it back to us. So I went from insecure, feeling inadequate, walking on eggshells, not good enough, knowing I'm going to be rejected and not chosen, within a year, to feeling confident, loved, wanted, chosen, adored. And I didn't even have evidence in my reality, like consistent from him, for a long fucking time. But I kept reaffirming, because it clicked for me over a year ago, that my thoughts are creating how he shows up for me. And all I have to do is get out of my own way to allow that version of him to show up consistently. See, in the past, before I reprogrammed my self-concept, I could visualize, and I would always affirm thinking my new thoughts of what I wanted to experience from him. I manifested that in constantly. That's why the people out there that tell you can't manifest an SP in lack, they've never manifested an SP back, because you can. You're just going to get a shitty version. You're not going to get what you want, because your dominant belief system about you, they're going to trigger you, right? So you won't be able to sustain it, because you're not grounded in two things of knowing your own power, that your thoughts create this, and being patient with that, and feeling good enough and confident in you through your self-concept and love, so that you know you're worthy of this. So it makes sense why this SP or this new person you want to manifest in, or whoever is in your life currently, will have no choice but to show up loving you and adoring you, because you know your worth and value. So I knew I had to get out of my own way, and I made the commitment to myself a year ago that this was it, that I don't give a fuck what shows up in my reality. I don't care how long it takes, because I always say this, there is no clock ticking. None. I'm not in a race with anyone else. Your SP can't go anywhere. I don't give a fuck if they're with a third party. You manifested that bullshit. I manifested all of them out. I manifested in the one that, you know, I was the most insecure about, that if you join my monthly group for reinforcement, I go into more details about a lot of things in that experience. But I manifested so many things really fucking fast once I got out of my own way. I'm talking days, weeks, and third party out the fucking door, never ever to fucking surface in his life again. Also, I manifested him believing something very different about her. So there's a lot of things that I definitely manifested. And I experienced all of this because my dominant story with him was so unfavorable, and I was constantly being triggered because he had no choice to keep reflecting to me my shitty fucking story. And every time I was triggered in my 3D, 99% of the time I would go within, which is meaning I went in my mind, and while I was being triggered, because what is a trigger? A trigger is an emotional response. It's like an intense emotional response we have to what we believe or assume is happening to us. And because my self-concept was so shitty, it would always assume worse in my favor. So it would trigger me constantly. So what I did was I went within myself and just focused on my self-concept. Nope, love, valued, wanted, chosen. Didn't need him to come tell me that. I kept doing it myself. So having said that, there was a lot of triggers in that year. He was in my physical reality every single day, pretty much. So I saw a lot and heard a lot, and I couldn't like hide from the triggers, which I'm so grateful for, because geographically we are located next door to each other. So it was the best thing ever, because he was my mirror and this was showing me where my mind was at. So even though it didn't feel good at times, and I did react once or twice in this process with him and said some really mean things to him because I'm human, but I always had an assumption that, you know, we get over it because whatever. But I didn't want to be that woman is the whole point of this. Like, I had to get out of my own way. So I would say one of the thing that I focused on dominantly was my self-concept and reprogramming that. And I started to feel better and better. I still was triggered. It still took time for me. But I didn't allow myself to go into victim mindset. I think there was once I can remember in that year where I was just like, can I catch a fucking break with these goddamn triggers showing up every minute? Like, I'm really over this. Like, can I just have peace for a couple weeks where there's no trigger so I can get grounded, you know? And then I said, snap the fuck out of it. And you know what to do? These triggers don't mean shit. This is old thinking. And I would just talk myself out of it, right? But so what happens when you get out of your own way? And what is getting out of your own way? Well, getting out of my own way for me was changing, reprogramming my mindset. I had to convince no one else except me that I am worthy and deserving of his love, attention, and affection. I am worthy and deserving to have the kind of relationship that I truly desire. I am worthy and deserving of being loved, chosen, and valued, and so much more, right? So I had to really look at that. What is it that I want? How do I want to feel? How do I want him to show up for me? And who is the version of me that is someone who lives that life and sustains that type of relationship, that she feels confident, she knows her worth and value, she's dominantly grounded in her own stability? Because when you know you're fucking amazing and you're not being triggered because you don't have a programming anymore that says, no, I don't feel amazing, then you're not going to let something in your 3D affect you, something maybe you manifested in that isn't what you want, because your brain will start to naturally assume in your favor, because that's your dominant self-concept. All right, so make sure you check out the second part of this podcast for the remainder of how to get out of your own way when you're manifesting your SP back. Welcome to the Goddess Effect Podcast. I am your host, Kim Velez, and I am really, really excited to help you unleash your inner goddess to manifest the life of your dreams using the only truth you need, which is the law of assumption. I'm going to give you an ass kicking with love in my podcast and really help you understand the power of your self-concept, especially when manifesting an ex back, a specific person, or someone new, and really tapping into your inner goddess to unleash your beautiful, magnetic, unstoppable, badass goddess self. So stay tuned. You definitely don't want to miss any of my podcasts. And if you have little ones, please put your headphones in, as I tend to use quite a bit of adult language. All right, stay tuned. Here we go. Okay, so this is part two of Get Out of Your Own Way. The entire episode is uploaded in YouTube, so you can certainly watch it there if you prefer, but if not, enjoy. Remember, your self-concept is how you see yourself in relation to this person you're romantically involved with. So I had to get out of my own way. So that's what I did for a year. It took me a year. Now, in that year, it wasn't like I had no internal shift until the end of the year. Like, I had shifts, but my programming of 40 something fucking years was so dominant, and I was just experiencing so much in the 3D because it's what was in my belief system. It just triggered me over and over, but I kept having many breakthroughs, as everyone will, and then I would get reprieve in my 3D, and I would get reflections of him that were favorable, or reflections of him showing me that he's picking up on my thought transmission, right? My story. However, they were scattered, they weren't dominant, and I dominantly still had the version of him in my reality that was not the desirable one that I really wanted. And that is because we're so powerful that when we start focusing on new thoughts, which are affirmations, by the way, guys, those new thoughts have to be reflected back to in your reality, but they aren't your dominant belief system. They aren't your dominant story. You haven't thought them enough for them to show up frequently and consistently, and you have like floods of consistent movement in your favor. So this is what trips people up a lot. This is where a lot of people give up and why they don't manifest their specific person or recreate them, is because when they start seeing it reflected, but it's not consistent, they're like, I don't fucking know what's going on here. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that you don't dominantly feel amazing about yourself every day? Like, this is where you have to take responsibility as a conscious creator, and you have to keep going within you and start observing and understanding, when I'm being triggered, what's happening? Why am I feeling this way? And then you have to go within your mind, and you have to soothe yourself. You have to work through it. You have to train your fucking mind to think different. Your mind has thought this way every time it's triggered with every romantic person you've ever been with, pretty much your entire adult life, if not longer. I mean, most of us have these belief systems embedded in us since childhood. So it isn't going to happen overnight. And even if you get movement in 24 hours, like a text or a phone call, it doesn't mean you can sustain the fucking connection going forward, because most people don't, because most people are triggered, because when they're not in your life, you're not fully triggered. So anyways, that's a whole nother podcast, but there's a lot of information, and it's actually a beautiful fucking process to go through, while it can be painful at times. However, getting out of your own way means you're reprogramming your mind of you in relation to your love life. And when you've dominantly thought enough about how amazing and incredible you are, and you've dominantly held this internal story that says, this is what I receive in love, this is who I am in my love life, this is how this man or woman shows up for me, this is what I get to feel like in all my connections, and you've affirmed it enough so it becomes more and more dominant, your 3D has no choice but to shift. And eventually it will catch up, or you shift into the quantum reality where that version of you is now who you are, and that version of your SP is showing up. You've shifted into that reality for yourself, because internally you were it. You were dominantly that version in that relationship with that version of them in your mind more than you weren't. And that's when you fully shift in. So I got out of my own way, and I knew for certain when I got out of my own way was when, I don't even know, several months ago or a couple months ago, I manifested bumping into a third party and literally was like this close to her face and had a conversation with her, not about him, but about her in my parking spot. And when I saw her, and it wasn't, let me just say this first. When I saw her, I had no trigger. And because I felt so secure and I felt so amazing, I knew, oh my God, this is it. I've done it. I've reprogrammed my self-concept. And I literally had the complete fucking opposite of what I wanted show up in my reality, and it could not fucking touch me. It could not faze me. And I had no trigger that made me feel like, oh my God, I'm not going to be chosen. You know, oh my God, no. I knew in that fucking moment that I was more powerful than this fucking manifestation that I created from my old self-concept. And just knowing that, it took me over the edge. It took me on this level of confidence that I had never felt before. Like, I was already feeling confident, but this was like taking me from, on a scale of 1 to 10, like I probably was at like a 6, feeling really good, maybe 7 sometimes. This shit took me to a 15. Like, I surpassed 10, and I just fucking knew I had this in the bag. And that is when everything changed for me personally, because my internal state was so different. It just shifted. Something in me shifted in that moment that just took me over that edge. And all of a sudden, nothing's been the same in my reality since. And since that time, there has been nothing but consistent movement in my reality. And I have dominantly continued, and we're talking months have gone by at this point. I don't know when you're listening to this, because I'm recording this in November of 2021. So you may be hearing this in 2022, and I could be married to this man by now, or whatever, right? So at this time of the recording, it's been a couple months, and we are amazing. I am fucking amazing. There is no third party. I manifested that bitch out long time ago, got rid of her for fucking good. But it's not even about her, because I created that whole experience in my insecurity, right? But having said that, I got out of my own way. See, my negative story is no longer dominant. My dominant, because I reprogram my self-concept. So I was able, through reprogramming my self-concept, to dominantly hold him in my mind, the version that I wanted. And this man has not disappointed since that fucking day. And the connection of where we're at now is one that is deep, one that I've always wanted to be involved with someone in my love life where we're like best friends, but we're obviously sexually attracted to each other, right? I don't want just a platonic relationship, right? But it's very important to me to be like, we're that close with each other, that we're like each other's bestie. And that's what has been cultivating and manifesting. But there's just so much. I can't get into it all, but I created this new connection with him that is different. It is something I've never personally experienced before. I am a whole new woman. I have never been this woman before in my life. I fucking love her, by the way. I am so confident. And one of the things that I really love is in my connection with him now, I am just me. I've never felt this easy before in my love life. I've never felt this secure and comfortable where when I'm with him, I am just me and present. I'm not sitting here walking on eggshells or, you know, overanalyzing every fucking word he's saying or, oh, whatever. The things I used to do, that there was no way I could just connect with anyone on that way because I had so many guards, so many levels of my mind, you know, alerting me to fucking, you're being rejected, you're being this, like warning signs constantly that I was seeking and proving to myself, and just all this noise in my mind. Well, I don't have that anymore. And because of that, I am now out of my own way. So now I'm able to allow this man to just show up. I don't ask him for anything. So let's look at this. I don't have expectations of him. So before, I used to have a lot of expectations, but those expectations came from feeling insecure that he needed to do this, he needed to say this, he needed to act this way to make me know I am loved, wanted, and chosen. Fuck all that. I don't do that anymore. So expectations, you don't manifest expectations. You manifest your dominant thoughts and your dominant ideas and your dominant beliefs and assumptions. To me, there's two different things. So my dominant beliefs create my expectations, but I don't need the expectation. I don't need him in the 3D reality to solidify it for me. I solidify it in my mind. So I don't look to him to give me the reassurance. I just know with who I am and my reprogramming of my self-concept now that this is who I am. So he has to see me the same way. It's just a whole different world. This is like literally what people do that have good self-confidence in their love life. This is how these people get what the fuck they want. And they're not, you know, crying every night because they didn't get a fucking text, or they're not assuming the worst. Like, I am finally that fucking girl. Like, I finally fucking get it. Okay. So having said that, getting out of my own way is just me being present with him and me being myself. Like, he's like my bestie. I love it. I love this new relationship we have. And I'm just letting him be him. Like, there's no urgency from me. There's no needing. I have no conversations with him in the 3D of like, you need to do this. When are we doing this? How come we're not doing that? I don't do any of that. I don't care about any of that because I'm getting everything I want. And all I do is just focus on what I want. If I want to tweak something, I just say, okay, what do I want instead? Because I know, I fucking know he will conform. It'll manifest in my reality because I'm the operant power of my reality. You are the operant power of your reality. So now I have shifted because I've gotten out of my own way, because getting out of my own way means I have programmed my mind to trust in the power of me, to trust in my worth and value of who the fuck I am when it comes to my love life. I know this man is amazing on so many levels and wants to love me and be there for me and show up for me. I just couldn't allow him to do that for me before because of my self-concept. He has to play the script I write for him. If I write for him in my mind that he's rejecting me, he doesn't want me, then that's what I did used to write for him. So he had to show up that way. Even if they don't want to, they have to show up that way. And I don't see him that way, and I haven't seen him that way dominantly. But getting on the other side of this, being with him every day and transitioning into that new reality where there's a whole new relationship, the past doesn't even matter. Like, he's just so different. I'm so different. Time was an illusion. I mean, time is really a construct because we're in human form and we're in reality. So there's rules in this physical realm with gravity and time and things like that. But when you're creating in your mind and you're focusing within, there is no time construct because literally all we have right now is the present moment. So what I'm focusing on now is all that matters. So nobody cares about the past unless you keep replaying the past in your mind. So when I shifted into this reality, or quantum jumped into this parallel reality, I didn't change him. I wasn't stuck in my old reality looking at the one showing up in my 3D in that current reality and saying, did you change it? Did you change it? Did you change it? That's what a lot of you do. You're not going to get what you want that way. What I did was I understood this reality in my mind is what needs to be focused and trained to maintain a dominant focus of me living that life, of me experiencing what I want to experience with him. I don't want anyone else. I want him. And he's been my specific person for 3 years. And that's what I got. So I got out of my own way with my negative thinking, with my old limiting beliefs, my old self-concept, my old story of him and that old reality. And we don't live in that reality anymore. I have a version of a man who literally showed up, went from severe cold behavior for several months to seeing me and talking to me every fucking day for months. And it felt very natural. But going back to self-concept and how I got out of my own way, I'm sharing this so you can gain insight and understand you, because the whole game is about your internal experience. It has nothing to do with outside of us. It's what's changing in here, because there is no one to change but self. So now when I'm with him, I'm just there being me 100%. Silly, goofy, don't care, not insecure. No, I got this in the bag. I just assume and know that, like, this man can't help but love me because I'm just that fucking amazing. You know what I mean? And I get that reinforced dominantly in my reality. And the connection that we have is a very vulnerable, safe connection with stability. And I've never had that. I've never had that. And it's really amazing and how easy it is. And there, like I said, there's no urgency in me to say, why isn't this happening faster? Or I want him to do this now. How come he's not doing it? I don't do any of that. I just keep focusing on the end and he just keeps conforming. I call it fine tuning now. It's what would I like to experience? And then, okay, that's what I want. And then I just persist in that. And it's not about I'm doing this so it hurry up and happens. It's I'm doing it because it feels good. This is what I want. And I know at some point he'll conform. And because I have so much positive or favorable momentum, because I'm in this new reality now and I am still dominantly out of my own way, I am able to allow him to conform. I am able to allow myself to receive his love, affection, and attention. There is no pressure from me in the 3D reality. There is no internal pressure inside of me or feeling anxiety or focusing on lack. And I've been triggered in these last couple months, like once or twice, but I've shared this on YouTube and definitely TikTok as well, where in that process, when I was triggered, like if my past trigger was felt like a 10, which is, oh my God, I'm like freaking the fuck out, ready to fall on the floor and fucking cry and give up, right? I'm at a 1. Like it's so like not there. And then I just go within and I just focus on the version of me that is moved out of that. And it goes away really fast. And I'm not manifesting any hiccups. I'm not manifesting any negative things at all because I am so grounded in my stability of my beautiful self-concept of being the operant power, as well as knowing my worth and value. And seeing him conform is so fun. And it's fun in the way of I get to experience this version of this man who is so beautiful. He's always been this way. I just wasn't allowing him to be because of what my mind was saying and the limitations I had of who he was in my mind. And we're building something pretty amazing, lasting, deep, that is different, that is stable, that is consistent, that is valuing and respecting each other, that is really showing up and supporting each other. And it's just an easiness about it. And I love it. I fucking love it. And so now because of that, I'm able to allow him to conform. I am able to allow him to just be him. And he feels the difference in the dynamic. I feel the difference in the dynamic. I'm very different, though. That's what I keep bringing us back to, because this is the most important thing. This is how you know you got it out of the bag when you're so different that no matter what shows up in your 3D, it does not fucking faze you. You keep your eye on the prize knowing, oh, it's on its way. It's just a matter of time, which could be an hour, it could be days, it could be weeks. Your conforming starts to happen fast. This man conforms really fast in this reality that I'm in with him than the old one, because I got out of my own way. My dominant story is so pushed out and build up so momentum in this reality that I'm in, that the structure I've created for the physical realm, the 3D version of him, the 3D circumstances, all conform to my dominant story, which is I am loved, wanted, and chosen by him. And I'm getting everything I want with him. And I've scripted and affirmed the version of him that I've desired. And he keeps affirming it back to me, literally word for word. He keeps showing up on point. He can't even help himself. He's done things for me in this reality, this version, that he's never done in the prior years that I've known him. And he wouldn't have been able to. And I don't even fucking ask. I don't even ask. He just does it automatically. Why? Because that's the reality I'm in. I am worth that. And this is the kind of man that shows up for me. So you really are doing this to get out of your own way. You're not changing your programming and affirming a new, you know, remember, affirming is thoughts. So you're thinking new thoughts. You're training your mind to focus and train it to develop a new mental habit, a new thought pattern. You can't just say, oh, I'm never going to have this old belief anymore about myself. You have to replace it. You have to reprogram it. And you do that through constant repetition. And you train yourself to work through whenever you're triggered in the 3D until it doesn't fucking faze you, because you've got your internal game on point so much. So when you're out of your own way, you are able to receive everything. You just know you're getting everything you want. And then your person just shows up regularly and consistently affirming and confirming your new story, your new reality. And you have this beautiful momentum that's just happening more and more and more, and is on point and giving you everything you want. And even clients that I've worked with, because listen, at this point, I high hundreds, if not thousands. The ones that go through this process too, they've experienced that. Even if their person comes in hot and cold in the beginning, or their person comes in, you know, consistent but kind of slow with giving them the full commitment that they want, like, okay, we're exclusive or we're going to be in a committed relationship, they still keep their eye on the prize. They still live in their mind, and they're not worried. They know this person will conform. It'll happen. I'm not even worried. And they stay on point internally with their self-concept. They stay out of their way. And then their person eventually, whether it's a couple weeks or it's a couple months, it really doesn't take longer than a couple months. The person shows up giving them exactly what they want because it's so fucking dominant. They have no choice. And you know, this is a really good point too. And then I'll wrap up to remind people. I get a lot of comments where people are like, how come when I think something negative, it manifests faster than something positive? But I'm going to show you something. When you're manifesting negative shit that shows up fast, it's usually because your dominant story around that subject is dominantly negative. So you've already pushed out those thoughts over and over and over again. So that is what your dominant reality, that's the reality you are currently in. That's the version of you to experience negative things. So this is a lot. This happens a lot with SPs, that you still see them in an unfavorable way because you're still attached to the old version of them that you manifested. You're still dominantly rooted in your old self-concept when you think about them and you, and you're still assuming unfavorable things dominantly. So then when you think and you're focusing and you're replaying all that bullshit in your mind, it's going to manifest fast because that is the reality you're in. That is the dominant state you are in. That is the dominant version of you that you are being internally. Because now that I'm on the other side of it with him, my dominant internal story is on point and what I want. So I don't have anything negative with him. And everything is picking up speed and momentum in regards to him conforming to the version that I've been manifesting. So it's not that negative things manifest faster. It's look at your dominant story about that thing. If it's dominantly been not favorable, well, and that's still your dominant story, then it's going to keep manifesting. It has way more momentum behind it to push it out faster, for you to manifest it in, because that is what you have constructed in your 3D reality. Remember, the 3D is only reflecting your thoughts. That's it. It's a mirror showing you your thoughts. That's it. So you persist until you like the reflection. And that takes time. Again, doesn't have to take a year. That was just my own personal journey. And I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, I still went and I got what the fuck I wanted. And I knew that I had to get out of my own way, or there was no way I could have never manifested this version. I never have in my life. Even the one that I would manifest in him and other men that I manifested in the beginning that for months and months and months pursued me heavily, courted me, dated me, romanced me, told me a lot of beautiful things, made me feel really good. I didn't even get this kind of deep level of connection. And I've learned so much about myself along the way too, but I'll get into that in a whole nother podcast. But you just got to get out of your own way. And all that means is get rid of the thoughts that say you can't have what you want. That's it. That is what you're reprogramming. And once you do that, you'll get everything you want. All right, my loves, I love you all. If you are interested in working with me, you certainly don't need to. I give away all my information on all my free platforms, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, as well as this podcast. So I do not withhold information because it's free. Like, I don't believe in that. I tell you guys everything. But if you want reinforcement, if you want support in this process, I love to work live with you guys. I do a lot of groups together because there's power in numbers, and there's power when we come together as a community where we're all on the same path, you know, focusing on the same goal, the same outcome, and you just have that beautiful support and you're not alone in it. So I have a monthly coaching program. The link is below where it goes into all the details. It's super cheap. I made it that way. So I try to hit as many different price points as I can, free, lower cost, and then I have some more expensive, because obviously if it's me showing up more of my time with more of a smaller group format, then it's going to cost more. So I hit all the different price points. But if you feel called to work with me, then definitely check out my website. Get on one of the lists so you're first to know when we open the cart for my groups. I am going to have Glow the Fuck Up workshop, which is so fun, starting soon. We'll be announcing it soon. But if you're interested in that, go to my website. Link is below, and go to the Glow the Fuck Up workshop and click on it and just sign up for the wait list, because you will get the first email, and we're emailing everybody first on that wait list to give them first dibs to join and pay and secure their seat, because I will have limited spots available. So if you don't secure your seat by the time I tell it all over the world, all over all my platforms, it could be sold out. Because when I did it last time, which was, I think, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago, it was a long time ago, we sold out in less than a week. And that was 100 spots, over 100 spots. So that's what I'm saying. Get on this quick if it's something you're interested in. Get on that wait list. All right. Until next time, loves, I will see you. Bye.